South Sudan government spokesperson Michael Makoilwet says the government is committed in the negotiations prioritizing inclusive peace talks without divisions.
On our side, as the government of South Sudan, we have come in good faith. We have come to negotiate and approach the issue holistically. We are not divided, leaving anybody outside, because we want to make sure that we silence the guns in South Sudan. We want peace for our people. We want peace for the people of South Sudan. The people of South Sudan have suffered for long, and as such, there is need for us this time to unite our ranks under the auspices of the government of Kenya.
Makwei expresses hope for successful negotiations in Nairobi, citing Kenya's historical role in South Sudan's peace efforts.
Peace had always been coming to South Sudan through the government of Kenya, and it is through the government of Kenya that the CPA was initiated, which led to the best of the Republic of South Sudan. We are optimistic that this time, this initiative will find its way to the success, and we will achieve the necessary required peace for the people of South Sudan.
General Paul Malong Awan, leader of the South Sudan United Front, emphasizes his group's commitment to genuine negotiations.
We are for peace, and I think from my side or from our side, we are going to have almost a genuine peace in our heart and in our discussion, because peace is for our people. Peace is for us. So there is no anything that can make us not to negotiate in good faith.
Malong urges the government to actively participate in the negotiations to reach a solution.
The government will be the one to provide the solution, because all this time we are negotiating and government doesn't come with a solution to be rejected or to be accepted. So we will see this time if they came with anything that will just make us come together, there will be no problem. We are ready for peace, because somebody like me, I have 8 years in Kenya and I'm not doing anything. And my family are in South Sudan. Relative, supporters, brothers, all South Sudanese, that we love them, they are in the South. For me, we will negotiate for peace genuinely.
Stephen Lado Lokoja, spokesperson for National Salvation Revolutionary Command, emphasizes dialogue to resolve issues between the government and opposition groups.
It is through talks that we can amicably resolve the matter. So we are here to negotiate peace in good faith. And with this commitment, we hope that the government will understand that the people of South Sudan at the moment really in great suffering. So the better we compromise for the sake of this nation. So we are committed for these talks with the government. With this hope, we can restore peace and stability to our country, South Sudan.
Pagana Amum, Real SPLM leader, also expresses support for successful negotiations to end misunderstandings, emphasizing a spirit of brotherhood with President Salva Kiir. In 2018, South Sudan's government and some opposition groups signed a revitalized peace agreement to eventually lead to national elections. However, several groups did not sign on, and there has been continued conflict in the parts of the country. Reporting from Nairobi, Kenya, this is William Sande Mabur for VOA News.